Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone, and we are back. And I'm talking about one of my favorite things in the world, which is positive aging, positive living, and certainly positive aging. And this series is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And Age-Friendly Rhode Island is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare, social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and state institutions. And they're all dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And there are 9 key areas that Age-Friendly Rhode Island works in. And today, we're talking about the area of community and civic engagement, which very much speaks to volunteering, about social participation, about jobs and working, and all of those things that keep us engaged and connected. And in our second half hour, which is now, we're talking to Deborah Burton, who's the owner of Seniors Choice Consulting. And she has so much experience in all of this. So I'm really excited to bring Deborah on the program. So, Deborah, let me talk a little bit about your work. You're the owner of Seniors Choice Consulting. Your mission is to provide high-quality information in a compassionate, client-centered way that enables seniors to age safely in their community. You've been involved with seniors for over 30 years. You've been on the long-term care advocacy at the Office of the Rhode Island Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Yep.
Public research at Brown University. You've done just so many things, and we can talk about it as we go on. You're also a member of the Gerontology Society of America, and you've written articles on this. So talk about your interest in this whole concept of community engagement and volunteering and kind of where you are.
Oh, absolutely. So part of Seniors Choice Consulting, what I do is I work to keep seniors home for as long as possible. Really important, we usually want to age in place. So one of the things I need to always be aware of is social isolation. And we don't want to just be at home, withdrawn, possibly depressed. There's so many opportunities to go out and be engaged with the world. I was part of the Aging and Community Subcommittee of the Lieutenant Governor's Long-Term Care Coordinating Council. And what we did is we looked at what was necessary for seniors in Rhode Island to be able to age in place. And we identified some very key pieces. And one of that is the civics engagement piece. We were very grateful that there was some funding provided by Tufts that allowed us to do this research. We have produced a report. It's on Age Friendly Rhode Island, the website. You can also find that on the Lieutenant Governor's website as well. And we're so grateful to have the Patricia Raskin Show as an opportunity to share what we found in our research as well as identify what our general community can do to really help one another out.
Right. And I want to just add something, people, that you can find Age Friendly Rhode Island on the web at agefriendlyri.org. And on Twitter and Facebook, the @ agefriendlyri. Great resources. Use Twitter and Facebook at HFriendlyRI or HFriendlyRI.org for the website. Okay, I wanted to mention that as you were talking about the community. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, back in the 70s, we knew our neighbors more so than we do now. So as of today, only about 20% of Americans know their neighbors.
Really?
And that's down from 30% in the 70s. And further back we go, we knew our neighbors even more because we were more interdependent on one another. So we were more connected initially.
But we still have churches and synagogues and community organizations.
Absolutely.
And we get a lot of connection there.
Yes, yes. And they provide a great resource to do community service on a large scale or a small scale. Community service to, you know, go out and volunteer, it reduces your social isolation, it increases your social connections, reduces you know, your rates of depression. It even reduces your risks of dying. Mm-hmm. We don't think of how interconnected we are. And when we're not out sharing with other human beings, it really does have a negative effect on our health.
What about volunteering with younger people?
Absolutely.
Younger people who may have had problems.
Oh, yeah.
Or just younger people in the schools.
Yes.
Being a mentor.
Yes, you can absolutely be a mentor. There's the mentorships in the school. You can
actually doing that. And it's very nice. I like it very much.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful experience to work with the children. There's so much intergenerational exchange going on between the younger and older adults. I've always been a proponent of intergenerational activities. But there's so many opportunities that sometimes we think, you know, what do I really have to offer? Volunteering doesn't have to look like what you might think of. So, you know, there's the grand scale of, say, Habitat for Humanity. Well, you don't have to be someone who swings a hammer. You can be someone who answers the phones. Mm-hmm. It can be as big or as small as you want. You can be an advocate for individuals who maybe are living in long-term care.
What are some of the results you've seen from people that you've worked with who've done volunteering, maybe before they were engaged and then after?
Oh, my gosh. Their attitude just becomes so more uplifted that they have found a purpose. So we're often told after a certain age you retire and then you go golfing. But really, how often can you golf? Mm-hmm. Not to knock the golfers, but you really want to have that engagement with other individuals.
And you said something important, the word purpose.
Yes.
Right. I think sometimes people think, well, I reach a certain age and so I'm done. I don't have to have another career or I don't have to think about something like a hobby that I want to turn into a business. Why not?
Well, exactly. And it doesn't have to be a career. Volunteering can be as much or as little as you want. It could be a one-time thing during the year. A lot of people come out and help the food bank at Thanksgiving. But the reality is the food bank needs help all year long.
Right. And there's some great places to volunteer here.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And
yes.
You have a list of some things.
I do. I can go over that. If you're looking for different opportunities and you're connected to the web, which I think most people are. You can go on to Serve Rhode Island. Serve Rhode Island, you can register online. They'll send you emails for volunteer opportunities that, you know, reflect your interests. Or you can just search through because sometimes it's a once and done volunteer gig. Sometimes it's an ongoing. And you can serve, you can select exactly what it is that you would like to do right through the Serve Rhode Island website. And it's a tremendous variety of things. It might be taking photographs at an event. It could be doing some filing for a nonprofit or helping to write grants. It can be going out and engaging with individuals with disabilities. They have so many opportunities on Serve Rhode Island. You know, obviously, my niche is more geared towards what do the seniors in our community need. At one time, we were aware of who our neighbors were. You know, the snow comes, like, you know, this past week, and the children of the neighborhood would go shovel. Well, that doesn't happen anymore, or it happens not as frequently as it used to, perhaps, is more accurate. You don't think of that as volunteering if you go and shovel out your neighbor, but it is. Volunteering doesn't have to necessarily be go to an organization, go to a place. It can be in, you know, in your religious community that there is an elder who's homebound.
Absolutely. I mean, really, lots of many ways to help.
Oh, my
also,
gosh.
So many ways to learn.
Yes.
There's lifelong learning programs.
Yes.
I think there's a program at University of Rhode Island.
Yes, there's the OSHER Lifelong Learning Program. There's Hamilton House. They have it. There's many different programs at your local library. Many of the senior centers have tremendous value as far as learning opportunities as well as an opportunity to teach. So if you have a particular skill, you have an opportunity to share that as well.
You know, one of the things I'd like to add in here, because I think it fits, is the whole idea of writing and sharing your memories and your stories with your family, because that is very much a part of engagement and connection. And then because when you're gone, Deborah, you know, those stories are not there anymore.
Exactly.
The stories of your grandparents. And I actually, before my father passed, he passed at 95, but 10 years before that, I wrote a book about positive living, and his stories are in my book.
Yeah.
So the stories of my grandfather and the stories of when he was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'll always have those. Those are things I wouldn't have known.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really, and you know what, if you're not a writer, just put the microphone with your phone today.
Yeah.
Just tape it.
Yeah,
just
your cell phone.
Record it. And, there are apps where it will dictate it for you.
Yes.
I mean, it's very easy to do this today.
Absolutely.
And it means a lot to the family, too, and it can bring the family together.
Right. Well, a lot of times, you know, people will say, well, my parents or my grandparents tell me the same story over and over.
Hmm.
Ask a different question. So, you know, you heard about, you know, mom and dad and their wedding day, but did you ask how they met? Did you ask what their first date was like? Well, who was their favorite teacher? What was their favorite subject?
Yeah, and that's really, it's great. Folks, we're taking your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. If you have any questions for Deborah Burton about, you know, volunteer opportunities or things that have been very meaningful to you as you've gotten older, you know, that you've gotten a chance to do that maybe you didn't do before, or maybe you're looking for something and you're looking for resources, so certainly we'll give you Deb's information, but call in and we'd love to talk with you. Again, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. So there's a lot here. Now, that you have mentioned that the Division of Elderly Affairs offers a senior companion program. Talk about that one.
So the Division of, so there's several different visiting type programs. Division of Elderly Affairs is one of them. They serve the homebound frail elders in the community. For the people receiving the assistance, the volunteer coming into their home, it's completely free. So if you know someone who's homebound, you can contact DEA and they can match them up with a volunteer. But they're always looking for volunteers. It's Jenny Martinez who runs the show for volunteering at Division of Elderly Affairs. She's fabulous. She's just so positive and uplifting. So I was talking to her and, you know, letting her know I was going to be on the show today. And I asked her,
and
you know,
Jenny, if you're listening, you can call in.
Absolutely.
438-9776. Go ahead.
Yes. So I was asking, you know, do you have any particular needs? And she said, you know, she actually has a waiting list for people to receive a volunteer.
Really?
In the Warwick and Providence area.
Great. Good to know. I'm glad you're mentioning that.
Yeah. So it's
in volunteering in what ways?
So,
Deb, for example,
for the elderly, the elder senior companion program, it can be usually about, I think she said, 5 hours a week.
Okay.
For some of the volunteers, there's some guidelines on this, but for some of the volunteers, you might be eligible to receive a stipend. Okay. You might go visit your senior and maybe take them to the grocery store, take them to their religious organization. It could be go to the library. It could be sit and have a cup of coffee, because we're talking about individuals
play
who
Scrabble,
don't,
play a game,
read, knit, have a conversation, because you're talking about individuals who don't have anyone to come see them. They're in the house 24/7 by themselves.
But there's also senior daycare, isn't there?
There is senior daycare. There's the senior centers. Senior centers offer such a wealth of resources from physical activity, like Elizabeth was just talking about, to learning opportunities, teaching opportunities. A lot of them are meal sites. Most senior centers also have what's called the Retired Service Volunteer Program. Retired Senior Volunteer, RSVP, program.
Yes.
And right in the senior center, you can stop and speak with the RSVP person, and they can tell you what opportunities exist right in your community.
So there's really a lot.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much. The need for us to be engaged is enormous.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether we're engaged as the volunteer or whether we find a volunteer to come and help us.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
Absolutely, because it's beneficial to both of us. It is beneficial for the person receiving someone coming in, that someone is caring and they are willing to come to your home and give you a hand or engage with you. As a volunteer, it's uplifting to be able to do this for someone, to be able to say, I am grateful that I am able to drive, and in my gratuity, I'm going to go and help someone get to a doctor's appointment.
We all want to be worthy. We all want to be valued.
Absolutely.
And many times problems come and we feel we're not valued, and this is such a great example.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How did you get into this, Deb? What was your interest?
I've always loved seniors. Always, always, always.
Did it start with your grandmother?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't, she lived further away from me, but I just find that there's so much that I can learn.
Yeah, the wisdom.
And yeah. I also, I'm a big history nerd. So to hear the firsthand stories of an Italian woman from Federal Hill talking about expecting family and friends to come on the Lusitania.
Wow.
You don't
the
hear
early
that.
1900s.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, how often do you hear that? Or a woman in her 90s who lived in Warwick down in Connecticut and saying how, you know, her job on the farm, because it was farm there, was to take the horse and wagon into town to sell their products. And to hear a woman 98 years old saying, you know, I did this when I was 7. Thank God the horse knew how to get home. You would never think of sending a 7-year-old out to work now. But to have that different perspective, mm-hmm. I've always loved that, to really hear the individual.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more to Deborah Burton. And again, we're going to talk to Deborah about community engagement and volunteering and what you can do. And Deborah's the owner of Seniors Choice Consulting. Her mission is to provide the best high-quality information in a compassionate, client-centered way that enables seniors to age safely in their community. And today we're focusing on that aspect of volunteering and community engagement. And we'll also talk about, you know, jobs as well in over 50, over 60.
Yep.
We'll look at that as well. So you're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. And this series is sponsored by Age Friendly Rhode Island, which is dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And we'll be right back with Deb right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll take your calls after the break. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. And this series of programs is brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island. And Age Friendly Rhode Island is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and academic institutions, all dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And the website is agefriendlyri.org, and you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. And you just use the @ @agefriendlyri, Facebook and Twitter. Or again, the website is agefriendlyri.org. And my guest for this segment is Deborah Burton, who's the owner of Seniors Choice Consulting. And her mission is to provide the best high-quality information to enable seniors to live safely in their community. And she's done a lot of work with volunteering, certainly with the RI Long-Term Care. She's been an ombudsman, and she's also been with the Providence VA Geriatric Extended Care Data Analysis Center. So she knows a lot about the statistics of what is going on as well. Welcome back, Deborah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and there were some other resources I know you wanted to tell us about.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And in the last bit, I forgot to give Jenny Martinez's phone number for the Division of Elderly Affairs Senior Companion Program. Okay. And again, Jenny's wonderful. Her direct line, if you want to volunteer, is 401-462-0569. Her usual hours are 8:30 to 4. If she doesn't answer the phone, she will call you back. She's wonderful in the program. The other visiting program that I wanted to mention is with the Diocese of Providence. They have primarily three big programs that they run, and they are in need of some volunteers. So one of them is the Care Breaks Respite Program, which is when you are a caregiver for an individual who is homebound. Sometimes you need time for yourself. And what they do is they run the Care Breaks Respite Program, where they arrange for volunteers to come in and sit with the homebound individual so that the caregiver can go to the doctor or, you know, meet whatever needs that they have on their own. Awesome program. The other one is the Neighborhood Friendly Visitor Program, which is very similar to the Division of Elderly Affairs program. And then the other program that they have is the Visiting Veterans Corps, where they take veterans as volunteers and match them up with veterans who are homebound.
Oh, so, isn't that
great? Yeah, the brotherhood, sisterhood in arms, you know, they make sure that these individuals are matched up well. And the diocese has a real need for volunteers right now, of course, statewide, but particularly in the northwest corner of the state, as well as the Washington County area, for all three of these programs, they're in need. And the person to contact over there, she's a wonderful woman. She's so peaceful. She just exudes this quietness about her. Her name is Linda Avant-Deschini, and her direct number is 401-421-7833, and she's at extension 228. And they're always looking for volunteers.
And people can always write to you with anything.
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely.
You know, and you can lead them to this. So it would be Deborah@SeniorsChoiceConsulting.com.
Nope, actually, it's Deborah L. Burton, M.S., at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yep. Simple enough.
All right. But if they go to Seniors Choice Consulting, they
there's a contact page there as well.
Correct.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
Because we want people to get these resources, and some people may be in the car, but we want to make sure that you know what's going on in our state.
Yep.
And you know, what's wonderful about Age-Friendly Rhode Island is this is their mission.
Absolutely.
Is to really help people find all of these resources in these different areas.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think it's a great way to start with, you know, the community and civic involvement, because that's the lifeblood.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, the reality is we're never going to be able to provide enough state services to meet 100% of 100% of the population's needs in the state. So it's really important that we each one reach a hand out and help our neighbor.
That's very good.
Very good. We're all in it together.
Right. And I know that you write for a magazine.
Yes, I write for the monthly Senior Digest.
And what are some of the topics? Anything in this kind of realm?
It's a variety of topics. Every month it's something different. So sometimes it's fall prevention. And if you happen to have some skills in maybe home renovation and you'd like to donate your time, there are homes that need some changes, modifications, simple things, where perhaps the individual doesn't have a lot of financial resources, and you can volunteer your time to modify a home so people don't fall.
Isn't that great?
Simple things. I've talked about, you know, really there are sometimes issues with individuals, and I found this surprising when I sat in some of the research that we were doing in some of the community chats, that individuals are actually putting off sort of elective surgeries like a knee replacement because there's no one to watch their pets.
Interesting.
Things that you don't think about, but if there's no one to watch your dog, or your only option is to, say, board your dog at an expense that's greater than what you can afford.
So this would be a great way for people to volunteer, particularly
people
who like pets or really enjoy dogs and cats, but can't have one.
Right.
But this would be an opportunity for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
It's these little nuances that, you know, with Age-Friendly Rhode Island, we were able to really uncover where there's a lot of opportunity that's like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to make a lifetime commitment to a dog, but if someone's going in for knee surgery and then they're going to go to rehab and it's going to be a couple weeks, I have room. I can take care of a dog for a couple of weeks. You know, things like that where we can really help one another out. There's a lot of different opportunities. Of course, you know.
All right, folks, and if you know any of this is resonating for you, and we've certainly given websites, but you can also write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com, and I will certainly lead you to the right people who can help you. And again, we have agefriendlyri.org, and you can also write to Deb with some of these questions for resources, which is
Deborah L. Burton, MS, at gmail.com.
Okay. Which is really important. What would you, I mean, you've done a lot of work in this area, Deb. What would you like to leave our listeners with? What do you think is really important?
You know, it's funny. When I write for Senior Digest, I usually close my articles with, go say hello to your neighbor. Go say hello to your neighbor. Get to know them. We can all help one another out in one way or another. We're all in this together. So, you know, it's really important that, you know, you get to know the people of your community. Now, if in getting to know people or if you're out there volunteering and you see something that you're kind of concerned about and you're not sure whether or not an elder is actually safe at home, whether that's through their own choice, maybe they're self-neglecting, or you think maybe somebody's up to no good or somebody's hurting them, You know, obviously, if it's imminent, you want to call 911, get the police out there right away. But if you're not sure, you can always call the Division of Elderly Affairs. Their information is 401-462-0555. If you happen to choose to volunteer in long-term care in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, and you think something's a little off there, you can call the Long-Term Care Ombudsman's Office, and that's 785-3340. And anyone in that office will be able to help you with someone in long-term care.
And these interviews that we're doing will be on the site, agefriendlyri.org. So certainly go back and listen. The resource will be there for you. I really appreciate you being on the program. So informative and really hopeful.
Yes, thank you very much. And say hello to your neighbor.
Absolutely. In fact, I do. Yeah, thanks so much, Deb. All right, this series is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And again, they're dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And we'll be bringing you a whole series of programs over the weeks. And we're very excited about it. In these different areas, in these nine areas, one week it'll be transportation, the next week it'll be food insecurity, another week it will be housing, everything geared to positive aging and really getting the supports that you need and can offer to yourself as well and to others. So we're very excited about that. And we'll be having the next program with this series will be on the 27th. And we'll be talking about economic security with Bruce Bogoslav. And then we'll also be talking to Dr. Daniel Amen, who's very well known. He wrote a book called Memory Rescue. And he's been on PBS. And he talks about how, we can rescue our memory, that it's never too late. All right. So again, folks, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. I'm Patricia Raskin, and you can listen every week, all the time, News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. You are on every week from 3 to 4. I'm Patricia Raskin. Bye for now, everyone.